Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Stu Epperson, host of Truth Talk Weekend here. And I hope this program plays in the middle of July. I hope this program plays in January, because my Bible tells me that in everything, give thanks. It says to rejoice evermore. It says to enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. So Thanksgiving is not just an event that you celebrate with a bunch of yummy food and family. It's a daily activity of anyone and everyone who's been bought by the blood of Jesus. So we are here on Truth Talk Weekend, and I am telling you something. You're going to be blessed by today. Imagine someone coming to Christ through Christian radio. This man is in the studio with me right now. Imagine someone else being called by Jesus, saved by Jesus, to go into the inner city of New York City.
Patterson, New Jersey.
Wow. Patterson, New Jersey. Both these guys are in the house with me right now on Truth Talk Weekend, and I want to bring them on. I want to welcome Jaron and Doug. Guys, good to have you here on Truth Talk Weekend on the show today.
Good to be here.
Thanks for having us, sir.
What a treat. So I got to say here, Jaron, I met you this morning with my dad. Mr. Epperson introduced us, and we can just pivot this mic back and forth. Please share this podcast with everyone, by the way, and let some folks know what you're thankful for, both on Thanksgiving and all year round. It's always fun to go around and say, what are you thankful for, right? Just to go around. Jaron, are you thankful for anything, brother?
Yeah, the biggest thing that I'm thankful for is that Jesus took my place, is that he gave me reconciliation with the Father. I'm just very grateful for that.
Well, while we're on this rant, Doug, tell us what you're thankful for, my friend.
I'm thankful for the unconditional love of Jesus Christ. When I came to realize that I was fully known and fully loved by him, it was a game changer. So I'm thankful for the unconditional love of Jesus Christ.
Isn't that something? So both of you guys have stories. Let's start with Jaron. Jaron, you were there growing up in Awana, in a church in Reidsville, North Carolina, right?
Yes, sir.
Perfect kind of Christian family, Christian home, but things kind of went south on you there, huh?
Well, it wasn't so much that it was coming from a background in the church as it was. I mean, people had reached out to me, but, you know, I just never learned how to deal with stress growing up. And, you know, my path took me down a place where when I was 17 years old, I walked into a convenience store with a steak knife, and I robbed it. Wasn't strung out on drugs, didn't even need the money. I had just gotten paid 2 days before and actually took a $100 bill from my paycheck in to, you know, get the money out of the register with, ask for change. And that put me on a path where the Lord led me to prison. And I spent the next 8 years of my life in prison. But by his grace and for his glory, he called me to a better way. He took me to a place called HCON, which is a high security maximum control. It's where you're locked down 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And I spent 4 of my 8 years on that time. And by his grace, he took me to a place where I started reading through the Bible. I had nothing else to do. And then one day I happened
to... When in prison, you have a Bible sometimes, right? Let you have that.
Yes, sir, they did. That was actually the only book I had in my cell at the time.
Well, you're telling me for 3 years, 47 months or so, you were in isolation.
Yes, sir. Complete 24-hour lockdown. It's not like you got to go outside, or my shower was in my cell, my restroom facilities, everything was in the cell.
So you're not out in the yard smoking cigarettes, kicking the soccer ball,
no,
playing
sir.
Hoops, playing cards, trading here and there.
None of that.
Working a job. You were there, and you had some, I guess there were some things that led up to that inside the prison where you kind of got in trouble.
Yes, sir. I was working in the kitchen and got into a confrontation with a very high-level gang member. And the short version is he, myself, and a rolling pin all had a disagreement, and he left on a stretcher, and I left in handcuffs charged with attempted first-degree murder. So that obviously the prison system said you can't do that, so they put me on that special housing unit.
So from a convenience store incident to an incident there on the inside with a pretty high-level gang member, you find yourself in ISO, and you find yourself with a Bible of all things, Word of God. And some things started happening in your heart, huh?
Yes, sir, they did. And, you know, I started reading it just as a means to either prove or disprove God. I had come to a place where I said, God, if you're real, prove it to me. You know, everyone says you wrote this book. Let's see what happens. So I started in Genesis 1. I read all the way through to Revelation 22, but I'll never forget it. It was November the 1st, 2011. I was in the book of James, the second chapter, verses 14 through 26. And he just struck me that day. Something was different. And I remember praying, you know, God, something's missing. And not even 5 minutes later, I just happened to cut my radio on to AM 1030, which is the Truth Network station there in Butner. And when I cut it on, all I heard was Alistair Begg come on the radio, and he said, "Do you feel like something's missing?" And I felt right there in that moment that God wasn't just God. He could be my God, that he had heard my prayer. And I'm grateful that that's how it happened.
So they let you have a little AM station.
That's the only thing we could pick up there, sir.
That's something. And Alistair Begg, who's one of our great speakers on the Truth Network. And so really fascinating story. So you're listening to AM radio, and you mentioned to me a little bit ago, and to Doug and all the other guys around us, that it was almost like you got a seminary, like you enrolled in seminary right there in H Block. Like you had no idea, did you?
Yes, sir. It was. I mean, I look at it, you know, some people say that that must have been a tough time, and it was, but I'm just very grateful. I look at it as a time of blessing and as a season of growth. You know, it's not so much a desert as it was an oasis. I spent 16 hours a day just studying the Word of God, listening to men like Alistair Begg, John MacArthur, Ravi Zacharias, R.C. Sproul, just, you know, for hours and hours during the week. And in addition to that, I had nothing but time. Wow. So I read the Bible, I'd pray, I'd study the theologians, and I'm really grateful for that because God is using that, and it's still bearing fruit to this day.
Wow, and you mentioned there's other people in prison that listen to Christian radio.
Yes, sir, there is. Actually, there is a very strong following of men who were with me at that time on HCON. I never really got to know them afterwards. One of the things I did when I came home was I started looking up people that were in my circumstances, and I started reaching out to them and writing them to just kind of give back. And, you know, I was able to get in touch with a few of them and find out that there are other people in prison right now who can trace their salvation through to this radio station, to the Truth Network. And I'm just – doesn't happen absent that, and I'm grateful for it.
Praise the Lord. That is so cool. So don't give up hope. If you're out there, God can get to you, even through an AM radio station in the middle of Butner, North Carolina. Of course, the Triangle area. Now we're on FM there as well, but AM 1030 was our original station, and a lot of encouragement. That is, man, I'm so thankful for you. I'm so thankful for how God has used that in your life. What a treat to hear that testimony. And now you're serving the Lord. I guess you went to the living at the rescue mission, Winston-Salem Rescue Mission, right? And your guys using you to lead other people to Christ.
Yes, sir. Since I've been at the Winston-Salem Rescue Mission since May, I completed their 90-day program and then began looking for work. And God just raised up for me a man from my church by the name of Rick Ling, who brought me in to help him initially start out with just cleaning up some tile and stuff. But more than that, God was using my time at the mission to teach me a lot of things through object lessons. You know, there's a fellowship that exists there. There's a brotherhood that's God had uniquely prepared me for through my time in prison, and I'm just grateful for it. And I take Matthew 28 very seriously, you know, this idea of going out and discipling others and being discipled by them. And it's really a treat to live out Proverbs, 27:17, as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another.
Wow, the need for discipleship, the need for accountability. Now that you're out, God's using you and other men in your life. And that's what we talked about. I had no idea any of this happened. I just met this guy this morning. Dad introduces me, and I had my Truth Network shirt on. And tell him what you told Dad when you saw that Truth Network shirt.
Oh, when I saw his father, I just went right up to him, and I said, you know, that's the network that God used to save my life. That's how he drew me to himself. Wow. And I just wanted to say thank you because
Well, you made my whole day, man. I tell you what, I might just go home after this interview and take the rest of just this savor in God's grace and love. What a treat. And we're going to keep praying for you. And this special man of God, Doug, we're going to hear your story, man. You're in New York City, man. You're up in the Big Apple area in New Jersey, right?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm in the inner city of Patterson. My wife and I, we just relocated there to bring the love of God into the inner city. The way that I keep what God has given me is by giving it away. And he gave me love. He gave me forgiveness. Excited to hear about Jaron's story because as I listened to this brother share about God's love and what the Truth Network has done in his life, the only thing that comes to mind is a scripture in the Bible that says, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Mm-hmm. So I want to rename the Truth Network to the Freedom Network.
Amen.
If you want to receive freedom, turn on the Truth Network.
I love it. That is so
because the word is truth. And if you know the truth shall set you free.
Wow.
This is one of the freest brothers ever met. And something tells me that while he was on the inside, he was free as he could be. Yeah. So I'm so thankful to be here to see what you guys are doing in this part of the globe, touching lives through the truth of God's word.
Wow. Well, you're hearing the voice of Doug Golding, and you heard the testimony of Jaron Kubler. Hold on. Podcasting is going to keep rolling. Radio stations out there are going to take a quick break. Happy Thanksgiving. Thankful to God for how he brings people to himself. He's
Amen.
A good God.
He's
a good father.
He's
take
a
minute
father.
And thank God for what he's done in your life today. Truth Talk Weekend continues. We were thoroughly blessed to have a young man by the name of Jaron in the air who got saved listening to programming like this on radio. We talk about it all the time, and then when you meet someone and touch them, you know, and shake their hand and hug them, who listen to the voice of a Truth Network preacher, and it could be any network, by the way. There's stations all over the country that carry Truth Talk Weekend, that carry Christian programming. The goal, the mission is to reach people with the Word of God, that thing which will not return void, that book which is illegal in 57 countries, which is the most stolen book, it's the most sold book, it's the most read book, it's the most published book, and it's the only book you can read where the author is always present.
Amen.
It's a living
Amen.
Book written Amen. By a living God
Amen.
To bring us from the
Amen.
Dead to the living,
Amen.
To a new life in Christ.
Amen.
The beautiful story in that book, the redemptive theme of Scripture, that scarlet thread of the Lord Jesus Christ. Though he was rich, yet he became poor, so that we, through him, might be made rich, might be made sons of the Father. So Amen. Two men of God are in the studio with me right now. Both have been made sons of the Father. And, you know, really, we could just stop there and say, thank you, God.
Thank you,
right?
God.
And we're recording this around Thanksgiving time. But this, I hope we'll play this show back as an evergreen show, because we're always to be thankful, right?
Amen.
In everything, give thanks. Always be thankful. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Rejoice evermore.
Amen.
And because this is the will of God
Amen.
In Christ Jesus concerning you. So because of what he did for me, I'm to go back to that throne of grace daily, boldly, because of the blood of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, and give thanks. Even as Timothy said, we give thanks for our food. Why do we give thanks for our food? Well, do you have to do that? Do you have to bow your head and hold hands around the table, be it the Thanksgiving table, be it around the summer picnic table? Do you have to have that prayer time? I mean, what if you just rush right in and eat? Well, the Father loves us. He's provided for us. But isn't it neat? Isn't it a wonderful time just to say, thank you, God.
Thank you.
You know, some cat invented these signs. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm driving down the road in the most interesting neighborhoods, and I see a thank you, Jesus yard sign. But what a thought that goes in your mind. And then all of a sudden you're thinking, well, that's it.
Yeah.
Isn't that it? So we just are so glad to have Jaron and Doug. Doug, tell a little bit about your journey and how you came to Jesus, man. It's quite a testimony. You're up in the New Jersey, New York area. It's so good to have you in Winston-Salem. And I met you this morning, and I hugged you instantly. I didn't even know your name yet. And we're hugging as brothers in Christ, because I'm thinking we're going to be spending eternity together, right? So we hugged each other, and I said, listen, in a few minutes, come over to this Biscuitville next door to where we're having New Canaan Society. And you had no idea that you stepped into a divine appointment, didn't you, when you started hearing this guy open his heart, right?
I did not know, but I'm glad to be here. I came into Winston-Salem on Wednesday and to hang out with my New Canaan Society brothers, and what a trip it has been, what a 2 days it has been. Met my brother from a different mother, Stu, and we fellowshiped this morning. But my story about coming to Christ, I grew up in a Christian home. I was baptized at age 8, accepted Jesus Christ, but didn't really become a follower of Jesus Christ until I was 35 years old, because I had encountered some difficulty in my life, and I wanted nothing to do with him because I thought I'd failed him. I thought my life was – the decisions I'd made was – he disapproved of me. Until one day I had a personal encounter with Jesus Christ where he told me that he loved me. He knew what I'd done. He knew where I'd been. He knew the decisions I'd made. And he was telling me that I love you unconditionally. I know you completely and I love you unconditionally. And I surrendered to him. Mm. The love of Jesus Christ constrained me. It changed me. It took me on a different path of life. So now I live my life telling people about this outrageous love of God.
Mm, wow.
So I am...
Introducing people to the Father.
Right? Yes, yes.
People in the roughest situation, you got homeless people, you got drug addicts, you got dealers, you got addictions, and God, I mean, there you are in the middle of it all, right there.
Yes, yes, I am. And I have the privilege of introducing people to their Father who they do not know. My job as a minister of the gospel is to share with people that they have a Father who knows them completely and loves them unconditionally.
Mm.
And he's nothing like their earthly father.
Mm.
And when that truth gets to the heart, it changes everything. Because fatherlessness is responsible for so many of the things that our society deals with. 70% of those who are incarcerated, it can be tied to fatherless home.
Yeah.
So my mission in life is to introduce people to their real father, their heavenly father, who, when he was introduced to me, it was a game changer for me.
How did the father, how did you realizing God was your father change your life?
Well, it changed my life because I did not, I was always working, performing to be loved. I wanted my earthly father to love me, to say, son, I'm proud of you, to say, son, you're so wonderful, and you're so whatever I was looking for, the affirmation, the acceptance from my earthly father that I never got.
You never got it. In the first, when you met Jaron here, who shared a little bit ago, just in the same time frame, about coming to Christ through Christian radio in prison, when you met him, and one of the first things you asked him is, how is it with you and your father? I thought that was a very intuitive question that you asked him.
Yeah, I asked him that because I know that that is a connection to the path that he took. Now, the path that he's on now, he's on this path because he has met his real dad. He has had an encounter with his real dad.
So fatherlessness may be an epidemic that's leading to crime, that's leading to all kinds of evil, that's leading to all kinds of abandonment, and it's leading to all kinds of uncertainty and depression and challenge. But when you meet your heavenly father, everything changes?
Yes. When you meet your real father, everything changes.
Wow.
It did for me. It did for Jaron, and it will do it for all of us.
Yeah, that's so cool. So
that's the solution.
This is Truth Talk Weekend. I'm Stu Epperson. You're hearing the voice of Doug Golding, who's a New Jersey man of God who he's adopted by God. He's a son of the living God, the Father. And you've also heard from Jaron Kubler, who is a man of God who shared in the last segment. And be sure you get this podcast and spread it far and wide about how he met Christ in isolation through a Bible, and somehow he got a hold of an AM radio and was listening to AM 1030, a Truth Network station there near Butner, a correctional facility in North Carolina. So what a story. And both these men you guys have the same father. That's what's kind of cool about that.
Yes.
What's your challenge to everyone out there, Doug? You're ministering now, right, with kind of anyone, down and outers and people that are people on Wall Street, people who are looking for a relationship with God. You've come to Winston-Salem to share this blessed testimony. But what's your heart, what's your passion, what's your challenge to everyone out there listening right now, whether they're listening at the holiday season, Thanksgiving time, or whether they're listening, you know, in the middle of the new year or even in July?
My challenge for everyone this Thanksgiving is, if there's one thing that I wish above all things for you, is that you'll have a true and real encounter with your Heavenly Father, because that will change everything. Because Jesus' mission, he came to show us the Father. He came to lead us to the Father, because Jesus knows that if we meet the Father, it will totally transform our lives.
Wow.
That is my heart for the world.
Wow.
We can give thanks for the Father, our earthly Father, but don't forget to give thanks for our Heavenly Father.
Isn't that something?
Who did more than what we could ever ask or think.
Yeah.
He gave his only Son to die for us.
As you hear our brother Doug talking, Jaron, what do you say to people? Just speak in the mic. What's your passion about that? You know, it's a tough time of year for a lot of folks. You get in the holiday season, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's. Then you got, you know, all kinds of things after that. But what's your thoughts on that? What's your challenge?
One thing, I'm really glad to have bumped into both of you gentlemen by providence, as it were, because, you know, coming home from prison, it always been on my heart to get back into jail ministry, to get involved in these type of things, and just to, you know, let people know that just because men and women are locked up, it doesn't mean that they're, you know, forgotten about, or that they don't have any value or any worth. And you know, prior to coming to stay at the Winston-Salem Rescue Mission and you know, struggling through this bout with homelessness, I would have never even considered that. But Jesus came to do what? To seek and to save the lost and the lonely and the downtrodden and the hurt. And just when you're in that state of brokenness, whoever you are, wherever you're at, I just pray that you would look up, that you look to Jesus, because he will not only point you to the Father, but he'll just give you the hope and the comfort. And his burden is so much easier than the burdens that this world tries to pour on you.
That is just amazing. Well, guys, thank you so much. Thanksgiving is upon us. We're so thankful. This is a this program we played on Thanksgiving weekend. The podcast is available year-round. We're going to figure out how to get this downloaded by everybody. Our download maestro is in the building, the guy who is our syndication guru, the assassin of radio technology, the Christian car guy, host of Masculine Journey, Robbie Dillmore. And I've asked him to come in and say a Thanksgiving prayer for us. He is he's beset by a lot of things in his life, a lot of issues. His Heavenly Father has transformed him. His earthly father has had some health issues that he's been dealing with, and we've been praying, our whole family has, for that. But Robbie, would you say a little word of prayer over this? I mean, you had no idea, Robbie, you'd meet a listener. And Jaron, this wasn't on your schedule last night, was it, to be here today on a national radio show with all these guys? So it was, you know, out of the box. But Robbie, you know, your heart breaks for so many people. In fact, you had a man, so we have 2 minutes, you know, but you had a man set free and adopted by the Heavenly Father just in the last couple of weeks at the boot camp, right?
Yeah, the same thing you guys are talking about, that we come to an understanding that God isn't the backup plan father, he's the primary father.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Is what I was hearing from both your guests, is that, you know, we think, well, you know, his father disappeared when he was born, God will, you know, come in and be the backup. That was never the idea, and he's been providing fathers. As I think about Thanksgiving, you know, clearly I had a wonderful earthly father, but he's provided so many different fathers, and you're one of them, Stu. Wow. You know, seriously, in so many ways. So I will pray that God will bless us with that understanding. Jesus, I know that you're the way to what? The Father. So without you, you know, we wouldn't have made our way there. And you gave so much, so certainly I'm thankful to you. I'm so thankful for a father who chose me before the world began and just purposed in so many different ways with so many different things that would happen that I would be existing, that I could have a chance to live and love these people in this room as well as you and my earthly father. And so I pray that we would all be thankful for fatherhood and that relationship between a father and the son, the most precious thing I can think of in the universe. Even, you know, daughters or sons in that way. And so I pray that for everybody this Thanksgiving. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Truth Talk Weekend. Happy Thanksgiving to you this day, this weekend, every day, every weekend, because God is good, God is love, and God is Father. And that's how the Lord's Prayer opens, Luke 11, verse 1, our Father. So go into his presence. Look, take some time and spend time with him. Shut the noise off. Open the Bible. You may not be in isolation, but you may be in another prison. And the way to be set free from that prison is to go to the one who holds the keys, who wants to come in and transform your life and the lives of everyone around you. And what's neat about every guest we've had, both these men and even Robbie, is we are set free to be bondage breakers, to be ambassadors of the Father, which is exactly what Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5, who we, through him through us, we're proclaiming, be reconciled to God, be reconciled to the Father. And everyone you come in contact with this day, this Thanksgiving, this holiday season, wherever it is, even in the spring, wherever it is, whatever time you're hearing this show, go to people and say, I'm here to connect you to the Father. Did you know he's out there calling? He loves you, and look what he has done for you.